Welcome to Millennials Love, where we discuss the culture, trends, and obsessions of the millennial generation. I'm your host, Sharon Haddon, and whether you are a millennial or you know a millennial, you're guaranteed to hear something useful, something fun, and something inspiring. Joining me today is Ms. Stephanie and Nina of Garden Harvest Soaps.
I can't thank you enough for joining me today to discuss why millennials love plant-based products. And thank you again for being my very first interview for this podcast series. So my first question for you guys, as a fellow business owner and entrepreneur, I got to know, what inspired you to start your business?
Well, that's a good question. What inspired me to get started with Garden Harvest Soaps was community gardening. So that's also how the name came to be, Garden Harvest Soaps. In 2014, I started gardening with some of the youth in the area and the moms with the intent to educate them on how to garden, how to grow vegetables and herbs, and then how to use them, right? So thinking about other ways that we could use things that we harvest from a garden, it got me thinking about making skincare products. There's so many other things that grow also in these spaces. I started researching backyard medicine because there's so many other things growing besides the well-known vegetables and herbs on this space. I needed to know what other things are out here that could be beneficial to the body.
You really summed it up with community gardening and kind of how the business got its name. Why would it be more important for, you know, consumers to use plant-based products?
So to answer the question about why it's important to use plant-based products, they are much healthier for the skin. Upon researching the ingredients and the potential effects of using them and or putting them on your skin, I couldn't consciously create products with synthetic ingredients. There were so many controversial issues associated with them. So that's why plant-based became the focus, like everything natural. And the cost, essential oils is what we use to fragrance our products, and because they are medicinal in nature, and they're definitely much more expensive than a fragrance oil would be. So definitely the cost is going to be a bit more than your commercial product, your commercial counterpart, that is.
Do you find that the more expensive cost of your products is a hindrance to your business, or, you know, you find that people don't really have a problem with it, or they can understand the quality of the product and make that worthy investment?
I think it just varies who you're dealing with. People that have a knowledge and understanding of what plant-based or natural, truly natural is, they respect it and they know that they're getting a quality product and they don't mind paying.
Sure. Well, are you guys full-time business owners? So, Stephanie, I know previously when we were emailing back and forth, you're like, man, I'm making products, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. How do you guys split your time between the business?
Well, we are currently full-time entrepreneurs. Nina and I both work full-time on this project. It's still new. We launched in 2014. But it does take many, many hours to produce what we produce. And we do everything in-house. We design our own labels. We craft our own recipes. We research. We do our own marketing and branding. And so it is definitely full-time work, Sharon, all day long.
I can imagine. Well, how did you guys decide it was time to fully commit to the business? I know that is a struggle all entrepreneurs, all business owners kind of go through. How did you both know? And I want to hear from both of you guys because I'm pretty sure you got different answers.
Well, I, Stephanie, had already resigned from corporate America, and I really wanted to make this work. So I think towards the end of the gardening season, when I knew I could commit my time to this project, because gardening is full-time work all in itself, I really wanted to make this work. I really believe in this company and the products that we produce. So it was probably the end of 2013 when we did a show over at the Grand River Workplace during the holiday season. And the response that I had gotten from that show alone was enough to make me say, okay, I have to really put everything into this. I want to make sure it works. I want to see it through, so I have to give it my all. And Sharon, I am one of those people that I'll get into something, and if it's not working after a little while, I'm like, okay, I'm done. I'm done with that. On something new. And this has challenged me to see it through continuously, no matter what, see it through.
Absolutely. And you, Nina, what you know made you go ahead and connect to the business full time?
Stephanie made me do it. No, I was doing two other things, and I would come over here in the evening after I was done doing the other things I do, and I would come over and just, you know, give an opinion here, smell this, help make this, or so I was helping in that kind of a way, and she's like, we really could make this a business. Like, this could really be a business. You got to do this. So much thought and many late nights of getting home at, like, 1 and 2 in the morning from just sitting and, you know, helping here and there. I'm like, well, it's something I always wanted to do. Before I started doing the things I was doing, I started dabbling in just making my own products at home and giving them mm-hmm. a gift, you know, like the natural skincare, because I know the benefits. And so it's something I always wanted to do. I just didn't necessarily have the investment or the help to do it. So it was an opportunity that I always wanted to take, and then it presented itself. And it was with a dear friend who I've known for 10 years, and we dabbled in other businesses together. So it just made sense, and I had a passion for the same thing.
And Sharon, we work so well together. Honestly, we create some beautiful things. I'm serious. We have done so many things in the past, as Nina stated. We have put together some beautiful projects. I mean, our handiwork, I have to say it. I'm proud of what we do. We craft a great product, but when we get together and we visualize something, something beautiful, it manifests as something beautiful. So I'm proud of the way our packaging looks and the way that we put together our gift boxes and the way Nina assembles the wedding boxes and the baby shower boxes. It's gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous. So I'm really excited about where this is going to go, because, you know, it may start off here with just crafting the beauty products, but you never know where it's going to end up next year or 5 years down the line. So I'm really excited to see where this journey takes us.
Currently on your journey, what would you say is the biggest challenge that you face, you know, in the beauty industry?
Well, as a natural and what we like to call honest, we're a very honest skincare company, we notice that consumers are typically sensory shoppers, okay? They're motivated by visual appeal and aroma more than they are about the ingredients that are used in the product. So when I go and I shop, I pick something up, I read the ingredients. Honestly, I do it before I smell it. I want to know what's in it. And it's kind of, we've noticed that's the opposite. When people come to our table to shop, they're looking for an aroma that is likened to a fragrance oil. They're looking for that synthetic fragrance. And we just don't have that in our product. Everything is essential oil-based. And,
mm-hmm.
and so it does pose a bit of a challenge in this industry, because they assume that all things that are purported to be natural really are natural, which they aren't. And they, when you're looking for a synthetic fragrance, you're not going to find it in our product, because when we say we're natural, we are giving you natural. So that's hard sometimes.
You know, sustainable, eco-friendly products are coming back around, and people are being more conscious about what they're purchasing. But I would probably agree, you know, not even being in the beauty industry, that's something that I witness every day.
Sure. And our company, starting out and continually, we focus on people who have sensitive skin initially, you know, skin challenges, eczema, and all forms of dermatitis, because we want all people to be able to use our product without the side effects that can be caused by synthetic preservatives and other synthetic ingredients. So we craft our products for that, with that in mind. We want everyone to be able to use them. We realize that everyone isn't our customer. We do realize that, and we have had to learn to be okay with that. You know what I mean?
So since we're still on the path of, you know, consumers, and since the biggest challenge seems to be on their end, what would be the top three things that you'd say would convince consumers? You know, what do they need to know when they're choosing body products, skincare products, beauty products? What would you say are the top three things?
They need to know that natural products, namely ours, are safer to use. With the skin being the largest organ, it draws and it expels. What we put on our skin is absorbed into the bloodstream. They need to know that. I realize not all of them care, but it's good to know. It is. Mainstream products contain a lot of harmful synthetic ingredients that are known to disrupt hormones, exacerbate eczema, and cause contact dermatitis. That's another important thing that I believe they should know. And that all products labeled natural are not created equally. Many of them still contain synthetic ingredients, mainly fragrance oil. So just because we bought it at one of the well-known natural stores, or because it says natural, because it says it's paraben-free or doesn't contain mineral oil, you may find that it doesn't contain five things, but it may contain three other things that aren't listed on the front but are definitely in the ingredient list. So you need to know the ingredients. Know what's in your product.
Let me make sure I'm reading labels when I go to the store to purchase my next shampoo or, you know, my next moisturizer.
I was just saying, in the end, it's all about being healthy and choosing the right product for your body, not being only motivated by how something looks and or how it smells, but knowing what's in there and how it's going to affect your body and how your body's going to react to it. And that is what's important. It's very important.
The other good thing is that with our products, not only is it healthy to put on your skin, but it actually is a benefit to your skin. Like, it's going to do something for you, not only externally but internally, because they're natural things. That natural God-given thing that feeds the body. So it's good all the way around.
We want to help people to have healthier skin. We really do have a focus on creating a product that benefits the user. If you've got skin challenges, you've got discoloration, you've got eczema and things like that, we want something that's going to be good for it, but that's also going to help it. We want something that's not going to cause it or make it worse or exacerbate the problem. But there are the essential oils and the plant oils and the fruit and seed oils that actually help renew the skin and make that skin look better naturally.
Look, tell us where we can find your product. How can we connect with you on social media?
Well, we currently we have a website. It's ghsoaps.com. And we are also we're at the Eastern Market in Detroit, Michigan, on Sundays in Shed 3 from 10 to 4. And we're on Instagram and Facebook
at Garden Harvest Soap.
One more place at a few more, but the one I'll say, we're at the 12 Oaks Mall in the Artisan Market, and that's in Novi, Michigan. And also Savvy Chic Boutique. It's Savvy Chic Trends. And it's down by the Eastern Market as well in Detroit.
It's on Ryapel in that Eastern Market shopping district.
Do you have an inspirational story to share? Are you a subject matter expert, or could your business use some additional exposure? Email info@reachforcosmos.com for features and sponsorship. As always, see you next Monday on Millennials Love.